Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
It's not an uncommon story to hear of somebody using non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, high doses on a daily basis. I mean, maybe it's you. Maybe you do that. But it's not that uncommon to hear of people, you know, using ibuprofen and, you know, Aleve and stuff like that, almost like candy. My guest is going to talk a little bit about how to use NSAIDs safely. His name is Dr. Byron Cryer. He's the Associate Dean at my alma mater, the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center. He's a specialist in gastroenterology, focusing on acid peptid diseases. His more recent work has explored the side effects of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Dr. Cryer works with the Alliance for Rational Use of NSAIDs, a public health coalition dedicated to educating people about the safe and appropriate use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Dr. Cryer, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you, Dr. Smith. It's a pleasure to be here today, and it's a pleasure to be able to inform your audience about this important public health problem.
Thank you. Yeah, so let's first tell us a little bit about what this alliance is, the NSAID Alliance. What exactly are you doing with them, and what's the mission of that alliance?
Sure. So just as you reviewed, the alliance is the Alliance for Rational Use of NSAIDs, and we're a coalition of interested parties who are out to educate people about the safe and appropriate use of these medicines that we call NSAIDs, that are the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. So we are, when I say coalition, we're a group of doctors who specialize in pain, doctors who specialize in the side effect of pain medicines, like myself, a gastroenterologist, primary care doctors, pharmacists, physicians, assistants, nurses, patient groups, public health groups. We're all together working to try and get this message out of how to take these medicines safely and appropriately.
How long has the Alliance been around for?
We've been in existence for about 5 years now, and we anticipate being around for many years in the future to be able to get this message out.
Dr. Cryer, what was it? What was going on 5 years ago that made doctors like you think, okay, we have to address this issue? Was it simply people overusing NSAIDs?
Well, so this is the issue, Dr. Smith. So every year, you may find it surprising that there are more than 100,000 people in the United States who are hospitalized for gastrointestinal bleeding or liver damage from the overuse of very commonly used pain medicines. 17,000 of those individuals who end up in the hospital with these problems, they will die each year. And for many, unfortunately, the overuse is unintentional. It's just the result of simply not understanding the ingredients, not understanding the limits of their over-the-counter medicines. And so because of this problem, we decided to get together and inform the public, form a coalition to get this message out.
So let me review those numbers again. So that was 100,000 hospitalized yearly, with about 17,000 deaths. Is that what you were saying?
Absolutely, and it's surprising figures.
Yeah. So is overdosing something that happens mainly when people are like during like allergy season, or maybe during this time of the year, cold and flu season, when they're taking a lot of this? Or do you see peaks and valleys of this?
Right. So it's something that happens every day. Something that happens throughout the year, but we tend to see the problem increase in certain periods of the year. And those periods of the year when we see more side effects of overuse of pain medicines are especially during times during the winter, times of the year like now, January, February, and moving into the spring of allergy season. And the reason for that is that there are numerous over-the-counter medicines. In fact, there are more than 500 over-the-counter medicines and prescription products that contain these medicines, that contain NSAIDs. And these ingredients, they relieve pain, they reduce fever, and they can be found in different types of pain, cold, flu, and sleep products. So So people, when they have the cold, have allergies, have the flu during times like now in the winter, they go to the pharmacy, purchase some of these products, which are frequently have a brand name, and they don't recognize that one of the ingredients is something like an insect, and they appropriately take them for their symptoms. But when taking them for their symptoms, if they're also, for example, taking another, you mentioned a few when we started off, something like ibuprofen or Aleve or Motrin, and so, but they're also over here taking this other product that's cough, cold, and flu, which contains it, they're doubling up. They're increasing the dose. They're taking more than the recommended
dose. And they don't really realize it in most cases.
Absolutely, and that's the problem. It's unintentional overdosing, and it's the unintentional overdosing that gets people into problems.
Yeah. Are we making a distinction, though, between the baby aspirin that many people are doing for heart disease, the 81 milligrams, versus the dosing that we're taking for, you know, reducing fever and pain? Are we making a distinction there?
Yeah. So that's an excellent and important question. So aspirin, and take it in low dose, either what we call baby aspirin, which is 81 milligrams, or the larger tablet form of 325, is very important medicine to take for patients in whom it's been advised that they take it for prevention of heart and vascular reasons, so prevention of heart attacks and strokes. So I don't want your listeners to leave with the message that they should not be taking their low-dose aspirin if their doctor has recommended it. Very important to take. However, if they also need to take something else for pain, in addition to the aspirin, or if they also need to take something else which contains an NSAID for cough, cold, or flu, in addition to the aspirin, they've increased the risk. Because aspirin, which we haven't said yet, aspirin is also an NSAID. So when you take different forms of NSAIDs, like aspirin plus Aleve or aspirin plus Advil, that just increases the risk because you're taking multiple medicines of the same class and multiple medicines with the same risk.
Yeah, good point. So if you're taking any of the NSAIDs, you need to be adding those up, you know, for your total amount a day. It's not like you can take the aspirin and then you take a leave and you think of them in your mind where they're separate. So I don't have to add up those dosing, but you really do because their effects are additive, correct?
That's absolutely right. So you have to consider. So one of the principal messages is to really know your medicines, know which medicines fall in this category. And it's commonly taken things. Add aspirin, ibuprofen, Motrin, Aleve, naproxen, naprosyn, things like that. And so if you're taking any of those medicines at the same time, add it up. And if you're exceeding, if you reach the maximum dose, the recommended dose that's on the label, then if you're taking more than that, it's too much.
So the 100,000 people that are hospitalized yearly for NSAID overdose, how are they usually presenting?
So they present with diseases that unfortunately fall in my specialty. I'm a gastroenterologist. That's a specialist of the digestive tract. And most of the people who present with side effects from these medicines present with bleeding from their stomach or bleeding in their intestine. And so they will either start passing blood in their stool or see dark stool, or they could have stomach pain or vomit blood. And so those types of symptoms should cause great concern, and they should prompt the user to at least wonder whether these symptoms could be related to the medicines that they're taking.
So when people are taking the NSAIDs, let's say, you know, for cold symptoms, you know, maybe they want to reduce fever, whatever it is, do you find that these side effects can happen at any dose, or is there like an upper limit? I'll tell you what, let's do this. Think about that question. Is there like an upper limit for daily NSAID dosing? And when we come back, Dr. Cryer, we can answer that question. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.